So how do we know who's been paying more attention in Wikipedia Wanderers Season 2? This is the quiz.
The curtain's closed on Season 2 of Wikipedia Wanderers, and we say goodbye to a further 156 pages. That's 8.2 pages an episode, up from 5.9 in Season 1. 19 different categories, including 9 new categories previously unused. Includes a country, a youth academy, and a referee. Our most common category used was player, with 61 used in total, which was 39% of our pages, down from 54% in Season 1, which is somewhat constructed by us with a few different episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah, hard mode.
Our longest link was in Episode 9. Women's footballs went through 13 pages, and I think that shows what we know about women's football. Yeah. We knew about women's football. We know more now.
Hopefully.
In Season 1, we actually never got into double figures. But 5 times we get into double figures in Season 2. And our shortest was 5 links, which is in 3 separate episodes. 2, 4, and 6. AFCON, Young to Old, and the Dave Special. But that's not a record, as we did it in 3 in Season 1. So we went from Taribo West to Emil Heskey.
So today is a very special episode as well, because Josh is actually in my office in Singapore. Which is...
I literally can touch the man.
Yeah.
I am touching
him. It's impressive. It's his final full day in Singapore. So we thought, what way to finish it off than to quiz each other on Season 2 of Wikipedia Wanderers. Now, are we just going straight into it?
Well, I'd like to understand where you think you're going to... How you think you'll be performing.
Terrible.
Not been paying attention.
No. Well, yeah. I think I'll be all right. I think you'll win. I think you'll do better, though, because you do all the stats. You do all the tracking.
Yeah, it's all about stats, because I track every week. I track the page we've used, make sure we don't duplicate our pages is the main crux of it. But then I do a bit of analysis on the side going, how many... Because I categorise them. It's funny, but the difficulty in categorisation is player. I've got one which is player, one which is manager, but often they've been both.
Ooh. So what are you... How do you justify that? Is it what we've used them as?
Yes.
Like what we know them as more?
Yeah. Oh, he played under Ruud Gullit. I mean, Ruud Gullit would be a manager.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So the format is one question each per episode, but we've split the episodes up into odds and evens. So yeah. Josh has gone with...
Evens.
I've got the odd episode numbers. So I'll crack on.
Yeah, just alternate.
Yeah. Let's go then.
Okay. All right.
So episode one was the North London Derby special.
Okay, I can do that.
The end point of episode one of season two was a 2008 League Cup final. There were 3 goal scorers in that final, but can you name 2 of them for 1 point?
Dimitar Berbatov and Jonathan Woodgate.
Correct, which is why you only got 1 point for that, because you had to give 2 answers, because it was a Spurs question.
Okay. So, question 2, episode 2. It's themed AFCON. We went from Amezaki to Tijani Babangida. So, Babangida won the 1996 Olympics with Nigeria, but where was the 1996 Olympics held?
Oh, no. Barcelona? No. America. Atlanta, America?
Correct.
Yes. Because I thought of Spain, but then I was like, we've been to the Spanish villa, like the Olympic village, sorry, in Spain. Yeah. Okay, good. Right, question. So, 1-1.
1-1.
Good start. Positive starts. Question 3 from episode 3 is the transfer window special. And in the transfer window special, we stopped by at Real Betis. There was a manager that won their first La Liga trophy, and then during the Spanish Civil War, led Barcelona on a tour of North America. He died destitute. What was his name?
Is that Patrick O'Connell?
Patrick O'Connell! 2-1.
2-1. Episode 4 and question 4. Yanazai to Claudio Taffarel. Yanazai won the Golden Boot in the FIFA Youth Cup in 2013. But what Swiss club founded the tournament?
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's something rubbish, isn't it? Something's terrible name.
For any fans of his club, I'm sorry.
Something Stars, something Jets, Blue, something. Blue, because the competition's named after it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what on earth is this? And they're in Swiss. They're in Switzerland. I mean, all I've got in my head is like...
You're close. You're very close. Just so formulate an answer of the words you've said so far and you might get it.
Like Blue Stars or something.
Oh my goodness. FC Blue Stars.
Yes. I thought it was in there somewhere. FC Blue... You're giving me that, yeah?
Yeah, I'm giving you that.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you. 2-2. You've already sort of alluded to this in the intro, which is a little bit annoying. Episode 5 was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Wagner loved Ian Hart. And it came with a song as well, if I remember rightly. Wagner love was shot through the heart or something. Yeah, I made up a song.
Yeah.
So it took us 5 clicks to get from Wagner love to Ian Hart. We used one referee. Who was it?
Oh, my goodness. I really should have paid more attention to what that link was. Referee. Oh,
yeah. It's the only referee we've
ever
used.
So I think it's an English referee. So one of the... We're from Wagner. Why would we go for... Maybe there was a World Cup tournament where he was... So I'm going to go for... Man, I can't remember at the moment. The one who showed 3 yellow cards.
Josh's eyes are currently shut as he's thinking very hard.
What's his name? If I get his name, is this right?
What's his name, Josh?
But is it that guy?
It could be. It definitely is that guy. Definitely is that guy. Wrote a book, said some things in the book about being influenced and stuff, and yeah. And then showed 3 yellow cards in a World Cup game.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to have to pass. I cannot remember his name.
Are you sure you're passing?
Give me... Well, I have got a few... If you're off me, a few more
30
seconds.
We'll edit out the dead air.
Yeah. Or insert a nice little...
tune. Do, 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 do. I'll find that music for that. 5, 4, 3. Just say a name too. Any referee one.
Andy Durso.
It's not Andy Durso. It's Graham Poll.
Oh, no. Actually, you know what? That was no... People say it was on the tip of their tongue. That was like deep throat. That was nowhere near the tip of my tongue.
Great. So I've got the lead. I've got the lead.
Well done. Okay. So we're now on to question 6, episode 6, suggested by Owen East. We journeyed from the youngest professional player to the oldest, but what were the respective ages of each record holder?
Right. Bit of context here. We went out for dinner on Friday night and you went, oh yeah, well, you know, we're just talking roughly around our quiz questions. Mm. And you went, well, one of the ones you got is the age one. And I went, oh yeah, wasn't he like 16, and you went, that doesn't bode well. Oh my god. What were their ages? Like, oh, 12, because he was a year older than my nephew. I think I said
12 is correct. Are we giving half
points? Is this a 2-pointer?
No, this isn't a 2-pointer. I've got, yeah,
I feel like this is tough for a point. Whole point.
When we spoke, we did say this was a toughie.
55.
Oh my god! Yes, that is correct.
Oh, it's all lodged up here somewhere. Yeah, I can't do my alphabet, but I can remember useless information like that.
Yeah. Do you have any idea of their names? Just as an aside.
And do you know what? As we talked about them as well, and it's like King Kazu is the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Kazuyoshi Miura, and I don't have a clue about the
Maurizio Bordivieso.
Ah, Bordivieso, that's it. Yeah, followed his dad. A lot of nepotism.
Yeah.
Remember that one. Right then. Question number 7, episode 7. An unnamed episode. It was Diego Buoninotti to Kazuki Honda. However, Giannis Anastasiou was a prominent name in this episode, as was Stephen Rutter. Do you remember those two?
I do, yeah.
Rutter had trained Anastasiou to gain a number of his coaching badges. But how many clubs did Rutter join as Anastasiou as an assistant manager? Just need the number.
3.
It's 4.
Ah!
And for reference, they were Panathinaikos, Rhoda JC, KV Kortajic and Anthromitis FC.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Episode 8, question 8. This was hard mode, no players as links, as we tried to get from the Bosman ruling. Tried to get to the Bosman ruling. But what Spanish club did we click on last to get there?
Oh my god. What Spanish club did we click on last to get there? It can't be a big one as I remember it, surely. Deportivo La Coruña.
No, it had some logic. thinking of transfers, thinking of Spanish clubs.
What? Athletic Madrid? No, Bilbao.
Bilbao.
For the yeah, because of the rule. The local... Was it that rule? Was it around the
Basque? We were thinking there'd be some mention of their Basque transfer rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so I'm still 3-2 up, I think. 3-2, 4-2. It's not about who wins. Right. Episode 9 was the women's special. Again, you alluded to it and we learned quite a lot. We went from the FIFA Women's World Cup as a general competition to the 2020 Women's FA Cup final. It was a very special episode. We're only allowed to click on links relating to women's football. One of those was Natasha Dowie. She was very good, albeit journeywoman-like career, scoring a lot of goals at Liverpool and Melbourne Victory. But what was her relationship to Ian Dowie?
Was she the niece?
Niece of Ian Dowie. Well done. Well done.
Episode 10, question 10. We celebrated the birthdays of Lothar Matthäus and Michu. We ended up on Attilio Lombardo's page. Do you remember any of his three nicknames?
Bald Eagle.
Yes. Just for fun, he has two others.
No, that's the only one I can think of.
Popeye and the Ostrich.
Popeye, that was it, yeah. And the Ostrich because of the way he ran?
Was it his head down? His physical, something, or is it his physical specimen. I think Ostrich is quite
right, yeah.
Probably the strongest of the birds. I think if I had to fight a bird, it wouldn't be an ostrich.
Oh. I wouldn't want to fight an ostrich, but is there...
I wouldn't want to fight any bird.
Yeah. I mean, an eagle, I think, would be... Poke your eyes, like, grab your head and...
I don't know, but
You can't run away from an eagle. You can't run away from an ostrich.
I feel like the ostrich is going to be there right in your face.
Peck in your face, rather than... Would you want claw in your face or peck in your face?
But it's probably not as sharp a beak.
Nice, yeah.
Probably can grab its neck.
Shake your butt in there.
Do not condone animal violence against... unless it's life or death.
Yeah, unless it's life or death, yeah. Or if he started it.
Yeah.
Number 11, the America's special. Jonathan David to Joe. I still can't say it. The American special included some fantastic names, such as Atiba Hutchinson, who you were very familiar with and I didn't know, Celso Borges, and Otto Bumble, if you remember him.
Nope. Oh dear, don't ask
about
him.
Luckily for you, the question's not about Otto Bumble. It also involved the 2009 Gold Cup. Who won it, and who were the runner-up? 1 point each.
2009 Gold Cup. You have to tell me who competes in the Gold Cup.
Nope.
It was all...
We each have 1 2-point question, by the way, and this is Josh's 2-point question.
Either of them right, I get a point. Both of them right, I get 2 points.
Yes. Who was the winner of the Gold Cup in 2009?
I don't have to clarify which one I'm answering, though, do I?
Yeah, you have to say winner is... Runner up.
Okay, I'm going to go for Mexico beat USA.
They did! Mexico beat the USA in the 2009 Gold Cup.
I've got a feeling, like, do you know what was in my head? There was some form of, like, USA were like, oh my goodness, we've lost to Mexico. Was this a Giovanni dos Santos?
Yeah, in the US, and they were 4-0 down at half time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, there you go. Well done, Josh, 2 points.
Okay. We now have episode 12, question 12, and it was a day special. Folks and Victor to Singapore national team. We celebrate your birthday, and we visited our Alexis Andre Jr.'s page, former Folkestone Invicta goalkeeper. What national team did he once receive a call-up for?
Oh, God, that was so controversial, because it was 0-0, wasn't it?
He put it in his top right summary, 0-0. Bonus point, what age group, too? So I'm looking for...
Morocco?
Yes.
Under-23s?
Yes!
Yes. Yeah. Olympic squad, I think. Olympic training squad.
Oh, no, that's not...
Because that's under 20. It's the only competition with under 23 players.
Makes sense, yeah. So that's put you 2 points. That's 6-5.
6-5 is the
and
score.
And both double pointers are out right now.
Both double pointers are gone. Okay. Right. Now, this is a tough one. Oh. Episode 13 was the Easter special. We went from Palm Sunday Olise to CF Rapa Nui. The team of Easter Island, because again, I took it very literal.
Yeah.
Luckily for you, the question is about neither of those people or teams, neither of those subjects. It's probably about someone harder. It literally took us around the world. It featured clicks in Luxembourg, Dr. Congo, and Chile. Someone that embraced the sense of globetrotting was youngster Ryan Johansson, How many different nationalities has he represented across all age groups at international level?
Is that three?
It is three. He's represented the maximum he can represent. Oh, is the country he was born, his mother's birth country, and his dad's birth country.
Yeah.
Which was Luxembourg, where he was born, Sweden for his dad, and Ireland for his mum.
Yeah, I remember Ireland being there. I wouldn't be able to do any others. Okay. Six. Ooh. Question 14 for episode 14, a Championship Manager special. Chono Samba was linked with a move to United and Liverpool whilst at Millwall, but what club did he actually move to next?
Cadiz.
Straight in there.
Straight in there. Remember that one.
7-6 to David.
15, Scott's on tour.
Scott's on tour.
Started at the well-known Jordan Hulsgrove, which was a follow-over from the previous episode where we found him. Ended at Frank Ross. However, there was a prominent striker that we went on that Ruud van Nistelrooy and Ronaldo, R9, both said that this player was that we clicked on in this episode was one of the best strike partners they'd ever played with. Who was it?
Oh, he's Dutch. Maybe Dutch or Belgian. Now, first thing came in was Wim Jonk, but I don't think... We've been on Wim Jonk, but I think that was season one. And also thinking now Luke Nillis.
Correct. Yeah. Luke Nillis. Cut short by injury. Moved to Villa.
Episode 16, our Welsh manager special. We started with Barry Hughes, a man who managed exclusively in Holland. But aside from football, what other claim to fame does he have?
We had a two hit singles in the top something. A musician.
Yeah. He released two music singles, yeah. One about being bald. Wish I had a carpet like that on my head.
Okay. Oh, right. Sorry, my phone's turned off. There we go. So, episode 17 was the FA Cup special. Ricky Villa to the 1997 FA Cup final. But a bit of a road click here was Frank Worthington, who was described as the working man's George Best.
Yes.
He was sent to Mallorca before a transfer to Liverpool by then manager Bill Shankly. But why was his transfer to Liverpool cancelled?
Transfer to Liverpool was cancelled. Wasn't it something to do with high blood pressure?
High blood pressure. He came back from Mallorca with a higher blood pressure than when he got there. After the encounter with five separate women, one of them who was a Miss Great Britain. And then, I just want to shout out to Kyle, who we know listens to the pod, who completed that episode by clicking on Miss Great Britain, going to Jamie O'Hara, and getting to the end point, which was an FA Cup, 1997 FA Cup final.
Oh, that's excellent.
So, a little round of applause for Kyle, because I don't think you got a shout out actually during that. So, well done, Kyle, for that one.
Episode 18, we dove into the Europa League. One page we landed on was a Spanish striker who had appeared over 200 times for Ipswich. What was his name?
Oh my God, I thought he played for Swansea. Pablo Cunago.
Pablo Cunago. Yes. Well done.
So, quick edit there. We had a quick check of the scores, and it's 9-9 going into the final question. And Josh is up first. So I've got one question left. Josh has got one question first. And this is Josh's last question. The Champions League special, which was the latest episode we recorded, so it should be fresh in the memory.
Ooh.
We went from the 2006 Champions League final to Basil Boli, him of Marseille fame. And it took on a number of great clicks, this episode. Absolutely fabulous clicks were mentioned here. One of them was Angelo Peruzzi. He was one of the best goalkeepers in the world at the time, and at his peak was phenomenal. Only behind Buffon, is the rumour. He made over 190 appearances for two clubs. What clubs were they?
And this is just for one point.
For one point.
One of them's Lazio.
Correct.
Juventus?
Juventus is correct. There we go. That's why it was for a point, because I thought it was quite, you know, sensible if you remember the episode. Okay. So
as we'd only done 19 episodes this season, and I've left with 9 episodes to ask questions for. So I've got a question around the series in its totality, or chosen another episode.
Okay.
So we went astray in a number of episodes. In one particular episode, we clicked on a country instead of a national team.
Oh, God.
What country's wiki page did we visit?
Oh, man. Because we've been rogue with Iran, but I think that was the Iran Football Federation.
Correct.
We've been rogue with Cameroon, I think, but I don't think that was the country. I think it was Kazuki Honda with Cambodia.
It was Cambodia.
Yes. 10-0.
10-0.
10-0. Good go. Good game. Good game. Good game.
It, winning doesn't matter because we drew.
No, it means we both have paid attention. Because 11 potential points and we both got 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Incorrect for you, Graham Pohl.
Incorrect for you, Athletic Bilbao in the
Bosman and the Bosman stuff. There you go. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, that was a little bonus at the end of season two. And as ever, if you want to get us to do any recommendations forward, beginning or end, get in touch for season three, which will be starting in the future. I don't know if we've got a date.
Around the start of a footballing season, Premier League season.
Start of football season. So we'll catch you then. Thank you for listening to the bonus quiz. For now, we're out.
Bye-bye.